T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Incredibly,
okay.
The protesters at Columbia given another 48 hours to terrorize Jews on the campus, while the Jewish students, are told, hey, you know what? Why don't you just stay home where you'll be safe from the people we're negotiating with? We could have them removed. We could call in the National Guard. We could do all kinds of stuff, but we won't. We're going to let them terrorize you, chant for your death, chant for the destruction of Israel. Oh, and by the way, here's where this gets interesting, Lee. Okay, this is where this gets really interesting. You had Mayor Eric Adams of New York come out and say, he's a Democrat, come out and say, yeah, you know, a lot of these protesters on this campus, these campuses, including Columbia, but, you know, in general, who are doing this, they're not even students.
Yeah.
They're trespassing. Mm-hmm. So what you have, and some of them are students, but what you have is outside racist anti-Semitic agitators who have been violent. One Jewish student was stabbed in the eye. That was at Yale. They have been violent. They have threatened Jews. They have blockaded Jews. They have terrorized Jews. The rabbi there at Columbia is saying, hey, Jewish kids, to stay home. This is too dangerous for you. We're going to push you aside and tell you, hey, you know what? Go online. Don't be seen on campus. So these people who are not even students here can come in and terrorize you. And we have to bow down to them. There's like I said yesterday, there's no words for the left's anti-Semitism. Give me credit, though, Lee. Have I not been warning for years this was simmering below the surface of the left?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And where it took off was on Twitter and Facebook, particularly Twitter. We had these soy boy Antifa types, all of them left wing. I've watched them for years. And I just started noticing it because they'd come on my profile and they'd leave some, you know, comment, some toxic comment, whatever. So I always go back, check out their profile, make sure they're not going to end up in my backyard. And I started noticing they had a few things in common. They're Antifa. They use Antifa language and symbolism. They are left wingers. And you go through just a few tweets and they're almost always anti-Semitic. And they were not restrained in any way for their open anti-Semitism by Jack Dorsey, when Jack Dorsey was censoring everyone and their mom. And I said, this is going to break out. And it was me and Meghan McCain, the only two people I know of warning about this. She said it on The View. She said, they are out of control and they are left wingers. They are hateful. They're anti-Semites and they're violent.
And Meghan McCain is no right wing conservative.
No, she's not. And
barely a Republican.
She got torn up for that. But I was saying the same thing, because I spent a lot of time on Twitter. I see it there. And sure enough, we are reaping the whirlwind on the streets and also in front of Chuck Schumer's house.
Yeah.
Which is ironic.
Yes.
But, you know, one of the things I find so interesting here, there's a Jewish business professor at Columbia. He has really gone viral. He's getting millions of hits and clicks. And he announced online he was going to campus to lead a peaceful pro-Jewish protest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, pro-Jewish. Like, pro-Jewish, is that really controversial now? Not pro-Israel. Pro-Jewish protest. Hey, let's not hurt Jewish people. Can they go to class? Okay, that's the level of stuff. He goes to campus and finds his card to get in because the campus is heavily locked down right now. They won't let him through the gates. There's administrators at the gates and his card won't work. It's been deactivated.
Yeah.
And he starts screaming. And one of the administrators is trying to calm him down. Hey, let's not do this. So he's facing the fact that pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist protesters, who some of whom are not even students or affiliated with the university in any way, have been let in. And he has been canceled. He loses it outside. Take a listen.
I am a professor here.
Alumnus. We have a right.
Whoa, everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
By the way, his card did work when he had tried to go to a separate campus they're not protesting on where he teaches. There's like a remote campus.
Right, a satellite
They'll let
campus
him in there.
No, okay.
But if you're a Jew, or if you want to do peace, pro-Jewish protest, you can't come on campus. I mean, wow. Mm-hmm. This is open anti-Semitism. Yeah. This should be like, oh, are you KKK? Yeah, come on in. No, you don't go here? Oh, that's okay. Set up your little tent over there.
Yeah.
Go ahead and terrorize black students. We would never allow that, nor should we, obviously. But this is what the left is allowing. And by the way, Lee, this is all Democrat.
Yep.
This is not us.
Nope.
And, I went and that professor, I just was really curious. I went way far back in his Twitter feed because I had to know. Is he a Democrat? He's a liberal.
Well, yeah.
He's a liberal. And you know what I thought from him? I thought, wow, buddy. Wow. One day. Your card to get in the campus doesn't work and you're all shouty. You're all ragey. Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
I'm on my second YouTube account, buddy. And you know who did that? That'd be the Democrats you voted for.
Yep.
That would be. And they can't take it. One day they're told they can't speak and he comes undone and he's raging. And it's good that he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is what he voted for. This is who he voted for. And I had to just laughing. Oh, what? You're on Twitter and he's getting millions of hits. And that's good. I want to expose them. Don't be wrong. But he's getting millions of, hits and likes and all this kind of stuff on his tweets. I'm like, your card was just shut down, bud, for 24 hours. Welcome to our world. We live under the regime you have allowed the Democrats to create, and now they're turning it on you.
His chickens have come home to roost.
I know. And boy, they can't handle it when they get censored. No. Boy, they can't. No, censorship is for everybody else. I'm a vote Democrat. Oh, wait, I can't come on campus because I want to do a peaceful pro-Jewish protest? Yeah. Do they not see where this is going? When I say Democrats. If you oppose the leadership, which right now it's very hot to support Hamas, if you oppose them, it's not just going to be your card to get on campus that gets canceled. They're going to take your social media accounts. They will silence you for being Jewish. It is only a matter of time. You will be just like us. You will do all the work to build that channel, and you will have it stolen from you. I can't get past 31,000 followers on Facebook no matter what I do. And I used to add 100 of them a week. Doing nothing.
Yeah. Just being there.
Just being there and doing this show and posting. So, I mean, there's so much irony here. But I was reading that professor's post and there's so many Jewish people on there. They're very upset, understandably so. And because what they're going through is horrific racism that we haven't seen since really the pogroms that were, pre-Nazi Germany or, pre-World War II. They're very upset. They're all going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, there's a simple solution to this problem. And nobody on the entire thread was talking about it on Twitter. And it went on and on for hundreds of comments. I was just sitting there reading last night with my kids. Not one of them pointed this out. These are Democrats. These are liberals. This is the modern left.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, how do we stop this? What do we do? Don't vote Democrat.
Right.
Do not vote Democrat. The only people standing up for Jewish people on campus are Elise Stefanik. I mean, I'm talking in politics.
Yeah.
Elise Stefanik and the Republicans who have been systematically pushing out these anti-Semitic, hate-mongering university presidents. Who have failed to protect Jews, who have coddled anti-Semites, who have called for violence, who have assaulted Jewish students, who have pushed them out of Jewish unions. The only ones standing up for you are Republicans. And it's a whole thread, Lee, hundreds of comments. What do we do? Why is this anti-Semitism coming to America? It's not. It's not here, Lee. It's not in Greenville. It's not on our campuses in South Carolina because we don't put up with that crap. Stop voting for Democrats. Lee, that's the only way it ends.
Yeah, that's it. And that means for president, that means for Senate,
yep.
That means for House, that means for state legislature, that means for governor, that means for county council, that means for city council. That's how you stop it. That's how you stop it. And yeah. I do have to mention, too, I think it's very interesting that I think one of the other reasons, I agree with you, listen, this would not work well down here.
No.
No, I just
would never be tolerated.
But I do think it's interesting that this is happening in New York because, of course, what is New York? It is the media capital of the world.
Yeah.
So they are able to get, they know that they're going to get coverage, whether it's Fox, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, ABC, BBC, whatever. They know they're going to get international coverage on this. And then, of course, there is the liberal progressives that are behind this, that are funding this, that are printing all of the paraphernalia that they have, the posters, because they have all these nicely printed posters on nice looking, wooden handles and all these things. I mean, this is apparently very well funded. Mm-hmm. And, all the tents and the food and the other things that are going on there, all this has to have funding. This doesn't spring up on its own. This is not a homeless encampment. This is a well-funded media operation by liberal progressive anti-Semites.
Yeah, and look, here's what we know. We know, at least with the blockades of O'Hare Airport and the bridge that we saw, last week, 2 weeks ago, we know Act Blue, which is the Democrats', on the ground arm, their nonprofit arm, was bailing out those violent pro-Hamas protesters. Come on, it's going to be Act Blue again. That's who it's going to be. That's who's paying for this. The Democrats are paying for this. I guarantee it. Not Democrats specifically writing a check, but their apparatus. It's Act Blue. I'm telling you, it is. And the NYPD, we're going to find out, because the NYPD is now saying, you know what? We're going to get to the bottom of who's funding this. We're going to investigate that criminally. And I'm like, good. Investigate that criminally, because you'll be right back at DNC headquarters before you're done.
Right.
You might have to take a roundabout way to get there as money moves through all these NGOs and moves through all these organizations, but you're going to find it's the same people who last week were bailing out these people, blocking these bridges. It's who it's going to be. Who else would it be?
I'm just looking down the road, Taryn, thinking, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Donald Trump is convicted of something that keeps him off the ballot.
Okay.
And that then right-wing protesters decide to start using left-wing tactics to occupy certain areas that are important to leftist progressives and start shutting things down. How do you think that those protesters are going to be treated?
They'd be shut down by noon violently. And then they would never get out of prison again. And anybody who was merely present but didn't even contribute to the violence would be hunted down like dogs for years, pre-dawn raids at their home. Oh, did you take a selfie on 42nd Street? Yeah, that was you. We got you. Oh, you're a grandma? You know, wheelchair, we don't care. We're doing the full pre-dawn raid on CNN. That's how that would go. That's how that would go. In fact, I've got proof of that coming up on the show. We are fully loaded this morning. By the way, wait till you hear where a third of the aid to Israel is going, Lee.
Wonderful.
Oh, did Mike Johnson get taken? So did Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. Whew. Let me give you a hint. A third of the aid going to Israel is not going to Israel. I'm going to give you another hint. What did I say? If you can become our enemy on earth, you have hit the jackpot because Americans are so dumb. If you become our enemy, we will make you rich. We will give you money just to make it fair. Money we wouldn't have given you if you weren't our enemy. There's your hint. I'll tell you where a third of it's going when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Okay. Folks, we've been talking about this for a couple of months now. We're in this new bizarre foreign relations phase. America's never been here before. If you are lucky enough, so fortunate enough, to become an enemy of ours, you have hit the jackpot, my friend. Because you are going to get funded like you've never been funded before. So just to make it fair, if we are in conflict with you, we make sure you're well-armed, well-trained. We give you lots of money. Money you didn't have and did not get before you got into a conflict with us. So who's our lucky winner this morning? Oh, Hamas. Okay, so when you're seeing the headlines, you know, we just passed that bill, right? So it's $95 billion that we don't have, but don't worry, your kids will pay for it. You don't have to worry about it. It'd be your kids. And we'll print it. Well, you do have to pay some of it at the grocery store in inflation because we're printing it, but the rest your kids will get, so it'll be okay. So anyway, $95 billion, right? $26 billion of it's for Israel, and it hasn't been that controversial because people aren't really paying attention. And thus they don't know a third of it is going to Hamas. Let me repeat. A third of it is going to isn't that terror group? Uh-huh. Yeah, they're also the government of Gaza. So the way the Democrats and Mike Johnson, but then I repeat myself, get by this is they say, oh, it's going to Israel and for aid in Gaza. Oh, cool. Who controls every square foot of Gaza? What is the government there? At least in the areas that the Israelis haven't bombed to rubble yet. What's the government? Hamas. These people elected a terrorist group, their government. You cannot give aid to the people of Gaza. It has to be given to Hamas. A third of it, $9 billion, is being given to Hamas. Folks, understand this for a minute. Do you know how many actual Gazans there are? 2 million. How? Mathematically, even for those of you on Common Core math, how do 2 million people get $9 billion? Why? $9 billion. They were no way, no how. Yes, we have given them aid before, but in much smaller amounts, less than $1 billion a tranche, right? How did 2 million people get $9 billion out of us? They elect a terrorist government that walks into Israel and slaughters 1,400 Jews. That's how. If you're them, you're like, man, I'm going to do it again. I get another $9 billion. Is that not how that works? Yeah. And then you got Hezbollah going, wow, I want that deal. And Mike Johnson, the Democrats, but then I repeat myself because they're all the same, we'll give it to you. This is what is not being really explained at this point. I think it's not really being explained by the Republicans either because a lot of them voted for it or they're just ashamed of Mike Johnson's behavior. And quite frankly, this morning, I am ashamed of Lindsey Graham's behavior and I am ashamed of Tim Scott's behavior. And I think they should have to explain why they are funding Hamas. Why do you reward the slaughter of 1,400 Jews, including children and their families tied up and burnt alive in their homes? Women raped, and if they moved, they got stabbed while they were being raped. Excuse me, I'm sorry, there's kids in the car. That's who you just funded, Lindsey Graham. Do you even understand that? Does Tim Scott care? I don't know. I'll let Tom Cotton, a person who actually does know what's going on in this country, he's a senator in this case, explain why you cannot give aid to Gaza without giving it to the terror group Hamas, aid that they would not have had they not perpetrated the October 7th slaughter. Here we go.
Are you in favor of finding a way to get humanitarian aid into Gaza now or not?
No. Humanitarian aid under the present circumstances is really just a euphemism for resupply.
Of
Hamas terrorists.
Yep, there you go.
To me, the surprising thing is not that Israel cut water and power to Gaza, it's that Israel ever provided water and power to Gaza in the first place. Again, we didn't provide humanitarian aid to Japanese or the Germans in World War II. We didn't pay Al-Qaeda's electricity bill after 9/11. We shouldn't expect Israel to do these things either. Why is Hamas so desperate for water and power? It's because their tunnel network depends on electricity for ventilation and water to keep their terrorist fighters ready to rumble. Israel's trying to smoke them out of those tunnels. So I do not think that we should be calling for Israel to bend over backwards to allow humanitarian aid to enter that country. Look, Hamas has governed Gaza for 17 years now. They could have spent all those tens of billions of dollars they got in international aid on power plants, water plants, and food. They instead spent it on missiles and tunnels. And now there's consequences to that.
These are hard things. You're a dad, and I know you've got a big heart.
Yeah. So this aid is going to keep the lights on for who? The areas that are not controlled by Israel in Gaza are controlled by Hamas. This is going to resupply them. This is going to feed them. So they can dig in and fight Israel some more. Your tax dollars work. Well, not really yours. It's mostly your grandkids and your kids. They'll pay it back, like I said, and then you'll pay just, you know, in inflation from printing the money at the grocery store. But you can know that a nice terrorist dug into a tunnel somewhere who probably killed innocent Jewish women and children is not hungry tonight, is being fed. We are a stupid, stupid country. And as payback and reward for that, we'll probably get terror attacked by somebody who came over our border, which, by the way, the FBI director was out warning again last night. This is terrifying. This is all he does now is tell us the grid's coming down and we're going to have a multi-front terror attack. By the way, did you see what the Palestinian political faction Fatah just said? They're hateful too, but they're a competing faction of Hamas. They said Hamas has deliberately murdered aid workers trying to bring supplies to Gazans, has stolen aid and manufactured a food crisis in Gaza. So they're killing the aid workers. They're stealing the aid. They're taking it for the military faction and then turning around saying these people are starving, this is what they've been doing for years. They'll put their missile silos in a daycare. If Israel strikes back, they'll load that up with extra kids so they get killed. So, I mean, they kill their own. This is not surprising. They'd starve their own. And we're going to resupply them. $9 billion printed and borrowed dollars. Again, we are a dumb, dumb country. Well, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, was asked yesterday, you know, concerned about these campus protests? They're getting increasingly violent. Reported yesterday, bricks had been found, like pallets of bricks, you know, like BLM was using. They'd bring them in and stage them along the way on the route, and then people would just find them and throw them. That was reported yesterday. FBI, they monitoring what's going on these campuses. I mean, these are, even the Democrat mayor of New York is saying, these are non-students coming onto these campuses. They are pro-Hamas. They have called for the death, for the murder of Jewish people, for the destruction of Israel. They have cheered Hamas, which did all those things. Is the FBI concerned about that? Or are they monitoring the situation? Or anything like that at all? No. Really? Really? Because this is the same FBI that was monitoring Catholic churches, was monitoring groups in Catholic churches that pray the rosary. Yeah, those are usually the most conservative people in their church. Yeah, catching liberals praying a rosary. The FBI, remember, infiltrated multiple Catholic churches, went to Congress, said, no, that was just a memo. It didn't happen. We didn't infiltrate anything. Turns out the FBI director was, of course, FBI-ing. That's why we call it the FBI. No, they had infiltrated multiple churches. They had even flipped. Okay, this is true. Folks, they had even flipped a choir director to inform on other deeply religious Catholics. Was there any evidence of terror or a plot? Or no, they just don't like Christians. That's the bottom line. So they infiltrated Catholic churches, lied to Congress about it. Had no predicate, in other words, no evidence there was anything dangerous. Remember, the same FBI was also caught keeping a database of parents who complained in front of liberal school boards. Complained peacefully, no threats, totally within the law. And not only were they surveilling them, not only did they approach the mom, one of the moms who was coordinating some of these protests at school board meetings, because she had guns, as if none of the rest of us do. They were surveilling parents who peacefully complained before liberal school board. Now, if you're a liberal peacefully complaining before a conservative school board, you just go right ahead. That's fine. But if you're doing that in a liberal area, the FBI was monitoring you. Remember all that? Do you remember all of that? Was there a single terror threat or threat of danger? Not one. And they were just embarrassing the Democrats. That's all. Remember we found out Biden White House asked the FBI to surveil them? Why? Because just to harass them. They were embarrassing the Democrat Party with true things, especially after that boy in a skirt raped that little girl in the bathroom there in Virginia. And Virginia was kind of, you know, really in some tough elections. And they really had to shut those parents up. They had to figure out a way to shut them up. Nothing like a call from the FBI to shut you up if you're embarrassing Democrats by saying true things at the school board meeting, like my daughter was raped in the bathroom by a boy with a skirt. They covered it up, moved him to another school, and he did it again. By the way, that kid's been double convicted. So the parents were right. The parents were right. So all of that is worth FBI attention. But what about what's going on campus, Director Ray, where Jewish kids are so afraid to go to class, they have to go to school remotely because of the threats? What about that, Director Ray? Could you shove some of them traditional Catholics praying a rosary aside, make some time for these people legitimately violating the civil rights of Jewish students? You got any time for that? Director Ray, come on, y'all know the answer. Of course he doesn't.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned.
Okay, let me translate. We don't stop the anti-Semites who say they want to kill Jews, who threaten to kill Jews, who chant for the death of Jews. We don't stop them till they actually accomplish their aims. Don't have that right? Because that's what he just said. But if you're a parent concerned about liberal policies and you are taking advantage of the 2-minute speaking session for the public before your liberal school board and you embarrass them, but we are on you, man. We are on you. But if you're just threatening Jews, well, you have to hurt some first before you get our interest. And what's so disgusting about Christopher Wray saying this is he admits there are very real threats toward Jews. Anti-Semitic threats. But he's not going to get involved until anybody gets hurt.
Even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence.
Unless it's somebody praying the rosary. Oh, unless it's the head of a Catholic choir. Oh, or unless, again, you're complaining before your school board and embarrassing your liberal school board members in a state that we're having trouble keeping power in. In which case, we are all over you. This is who they really are, folks. Anyway, to all of the liberals last night that I saw on Twitter, because there are some gnashing their teeth, Democrats saying, where is this anti-Semitism coming from? How do we stop it? Why are we seeing this in America? Because I saw a lot of those last night on the left. The Democrats? Stop voting for them and it will end. It is the only way to stop it. It is you guys. This is blue on blue. Blue on Jewish students. This ain't us. Stop voting for them. And the hate will stop too. Texter H on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about the last segment. Tara, the FBI is probably monitoring the peaceful Jews, not the violent Democrats. Oh, that would not surprise me. Pull another Catholic church. Folks, again, is anybody listening to Christopher Wray? Because I do. I follow him around. I listen to what he says. And if you listen to the Battleground America podcast, which you should, you can get anywhere podcasts our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, our website. Just get it. You get, you know, I always pin it to the top of my social media. Is a real reliable place to get it. If you listen to the Battleground Podcast, you know, like clockwork, the FBI or the Department of Homeland Security or both, every quarter warns that someone's going to take down the grid. Now, if you follow it, you know, at first during the Biden administration, it was always the Russians that were going to take down the grid. They were, and we were told it's a fact. Yep, Russians taking down the grid any moment now. Mm-hmm. And it'd be quarterly, usually in the beginning of the quarter. You could time your watch to it almost. Your calendar is a better way to put it. You could time your calendar to it. Then it became, well, it might be China and Iran. They're going to take down the grid. Yeah, that's the ticket. No, I'm sorry. Then it became Russia or Iran. They're going to take it down. Now it's China's going to take the grid down. Christopher Wray has been a couple of times a week appearing somewhere. Sometimes it's Congress. Sometimes it's like a, you know, forum where he'll assure us that China is indeed taking down the grid. Now, I don't know what happened to Russia taking down the grid. I guess they're not doing it anymore. Now it's China. It's all he does anymore. He travels the country to warn us. Not only is the grid coming down, apparently, overnight. The FBI director also says that he issued, this is the news from yesterday, he issued a chilling warning yesterday in an interview about a potential terror attack on U.S. soil, raising concerns about a possible organized deadly attack similar to the Russian concert hall massacre that left 144 people dead. But he says there will likely be multiple targets. The FBI is urging vigilance and increased security measures to prevent any potential attacks. So let me get this straight. We're going to have a coordinated, organized, deadly attack. Mm-hmm. Check. Okay, cool. And we're going to also have this, I guess the Chinese go bring down the grid now. Not the Russians anymore. It's going to be Chinese this time. He won't shut up about it. Throw it in Google. See what comes up. It'll chill your blood. He wants you to know this. Does this mean this is coming? I don't know. But it means he wants you to think it is. Just one of two things going on here. It's coming. And he's trying to prepare you so we could say, look, I told you. Or he wants that FISA bill to pass so we can turn America into a police state because that's what it does. In other words, that's why he's been saying it. Because it allows them to go to anybody with a business, any landlord, any commercial landlord, anybody who really controls a router, anybody who essentially, I mean, they really want to stretch it, has email, and force them to spy on their fellow citizens in violation of the Fourth Amendment. They don't need a warrant. There's no court supervision, and it comes with a gag. So as they're making you spy on your renters, they're making you let the FBI splice in to the office building so they can monitor, I don't know, Breitbart or some poor conservative working there. They gag you so you can't tell the public what the FBI is making you do. It is a total police state. So, maybe it's just that he's trying to scare us into passing FISA. By the way, you know what? The FISA 702 authority, it was only ever supposed to be used against terrorists in foreign countries. If you're surveilling terrorists in foreign countries, you don't need me to spy on my tenants as a landlord, do you? Because they're not in foreign countries. See the problem there? This is illegal. I hope somebody on our side sues. I pray they do. We're all going to end up living in Russia like Edward Snowden. And Russia's not a good place. But this, under this, is going to be a very bad place. So let's hope he's just making this up to try to scare us into passing FISA and handing them the police state they want. I hope that's it. I hope these attacks really aren't coming. But look, I'm listening to this guy. I'm following him around. And I believe him. Something's up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.